Good morning. I'm Rick Tetow. I'm one of the pastors who serves this church. I'm reading the scripture today from the prophet Isaiah. For as the rain and the snow, which came down yesterday, by the way, for as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there until they have watered the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose and succeed in the thing for which I sent it. This ends the reading. On Labor Day, my family went canoeing down the Little Miami River. Fortunately, it had rained the night before, and the water levels were high. The gentleman who rented the canoes to us said that the river was flowing fast. I got into the canoe with my younger daughter, Louisa. She sat in the front, and we took our dog along, Nemo. He was in the middle of the boat. We pushed off from shore, and indeed, the river was moving very fast. We shot down the river with hardly paddling at all. It had been a few years since I had last gone on a canoe trip, so I'd forgotten some of what to expect. As we went down the river, I was quickly reminded that the places along the river are full of life. There were some turtles on some logs that had fallen into the river. We saw fish swimming underneath our boat. We saw two beaver dams. There was a heron and several other birds of different varieties. And then higher up on the shore, there were homes built with pathways or docks built along the river. What I saw is wherever the water was flowing, there was life. God's blessings work in the same way. In the doxology, which is up on the board maybe, we sing, "Praise God from whom all blessings flow." In the song, we affirm that blessings flow from God. God is the source of our blessings. Where blessings flow, there is life. In the book of Revelation, the river of life flows from the throne of God, giving life to the nations. In the book of Isaiah, the prophet compares flowing water to the word of God. Flowing water is a part of the cycle of life on the earth. My daughter brings home her science projects, and she's learning about, in science class, how water has a cycle. And I think the youth even did something based on water over the summer. I think blessings are a lot like that. Blessings are a part of the cycle of life. When we share God's blessings, these blessings give life to the world and all that is in it. Now, what happens when water stops moving? It gets stagnant. I have a bird bath in my backyard. And I forgot to change the water in the bird bath for a few weeks. I went out to check it. The water was nasty. There were things growing in that bird bath that were not meant to be in there. The birds did not want anything to do with my bird bath. The same thing can happen to blessings if they are not shared. If we hold on to God's blessings, or if we refuse to share God's blessings as if God gave them for only us to enjoy, our spiritual lives will grow stagnant like that nasty water in the birdbath. Symptoms of stagnant faith can range from complacency and apathy all the way to infighting and selfish pride. God's blessings flow from God. And God wants these blessings to flow upon the earth, to give life to the world. God needs us to share God's blessings with others, not only for the benefit of the world, but also for our own spiritual health. It is not healthy for us to hoard God's blessings for only ourselves. This cycle of blessings is the heart of Eric Law's book called Holy Currencies. Eric Law was the guest teacher for the annual conference up at Lakeside this summer. I appreciate how Dr. Law gives the church a language to use to help us better understand stewardship. Stewardship is our care for and use of God's blessings in support of the kingdom of God. He says that the cycle of blessings is what makes for sustainable missional ministry. He encourages the church to allow God's blessings to flow in and through us. He uses the language of currencies to describe God's blessings. He defines a currency as anything that can be exchanged. There are six currencies that make up the cycle of blessings. These currencies can be exchanged for the other currencies depending on our value of the currency. I would like to describe each currency, and then we will have an activity that will demonstrate how these currencies flow in and among us. So we begin with the currency of time and place. The currency of time and place is the paid and volunteer time that leaders and members of the church offer in service to the Lord. It also includes the properties from which a church operates and other properties owned or which can be accessed by the church. The members and friends of faith community offer enormous amounts of time every week. So I'm going to pick on Bob. How much time did you give to making the meal for the worship in the park?
Probably 14 hours.
14 hours just for that meal, which is fabulous, by the way. Thank you, Bob. Time is precious, and we want to make the most out of the time that we have together. This building that we're in is a wonderful facility. It is accessible and well-maintained. Faith Community, if you didn't know, owns two homes for which the pastors are very thankful. It allows us to be part of the Xenia community and close in case of emergency. It's also convenient for children who live down the street to come down and play. Yes, Rihanna. Time and place is a holy currency. Time and place is a blessing from God. The currency of gracious leadership is the ability to use skills, gifts, models, and processes to create gracious environments within which mutually respectful relationships and the discernment of truth across differences can be built internally among existing members and externally with the community. Last week, we were at worship in the park, and our praise band led one of the songs. I thought it was the perfect song for that service, and it was beautifully done. They offered their gift of gracious leadership for all of those who gathered for worship. So we thank you for your gift that you offered last week. Gracious leadership is a holy currency. Gracious leadership is a blessing from God. The currency of relationship is the internal and external networks of mutually respectful connections that leaders and members of a church have. Relationships are so important in the church. We relate to God, to ourselves, to one another, to our families, and to the world around us. Spiritual gifts are, as Paul says, for the building up of the body of Christ. We use these gifts in our relationships to build each other up. Relationship is a holy currency. Our relationships are blessings from God. The currency of truth is the ability to articulate individually and corporately the global and holistic truth. In John 18, Pilate asked Jesus, "You are the king then?" And Jesus replies, "You say that I am a king, and you are right. I was born for that purpose, and I came to bring truth to the world. All who love the truth recognize that what I say is true." Stephen ministers are ones who speak the truth in love. Sometimes hearing the truth is difficult, but when spoken in love, the truth can lead a person on a new and better path in life. Truth is a holy currency. Truth is a blessing from God. The currency of wellness is the state of being healthy physically, socially, economically, ecologically, and spiritually as a result of deliberate effort. There are numerous ministries here that promote wellness. Every week, Common Cup offers a healthy meal and a place for fellowship. And if you want to work off those calories, you can come play basketball after the meal. We do a lot of recycling in the church. There's a paper dumpster in the back. If you have paper, we take care of the earth. A new class called Raising Hope supports the wellness of women. Our hospital team extends the care of Christ to those who are sick. And our website has a way to ask for support through prayer. Wellness is a holy currency. Wellness is a blessing from God. Lastly, the currency of money is important, but not the most important of them all. Money is a medium of exchange, a measure of value, or a means of payment. When we give money to the church, we should give out of our appreciation for God and for blessings received. When we give, we recognize that we are giving back to God what God first gave to us. Money is a holy currency. Money is a blessing from God. Now we're going to try an activity that attempts to illustrate how God's blessings flow in and among us. Some of you have plastic bags with pieces of paper inside. The papers inside are God's blessings. Those who have a bag are blessed. And would you please, at this time, stand up? These are the people who have received God's blessings. Now, I would like you to share God's blessings with others. I'm going to give you some instructions on how to do that. If you see a person who has fewer blessings than you have, you are to give that person some of your blessings. You give them some of your blessings until they have one more blessing than you have. It doesn't have to be exact. It just needs to be close to one more than you have. For the people who receive blessings, once you receive your blessings, then you are to stand up as you are able, and you are to give your blessings to somebody else until they have at least one more than you have. You are to give blessings away until the person you are giving has at least one more than you have. And we'll keep doing this for a few minutes. And what I want you to do is reflect on what happens during this time. So go ahead. If you have blessings, go ahead and share those. Oh, yeah. Keep sharing them. If you receive blessings, you need to stand up and then share with somebody else who has less than you have. If the person has more than you have, then go find somebody else. I don't have any. Thank you, Bob. I have four blessings.
You have four blessings.
Oh, then you need to give me one. So I have one more than you have. Betty's out blessing everybody. Keep sharing.
I have three.
Okay, find somebody else. I have three. Yep. Take a moment to finish up and find your seat. Share that. In a moment, we'll...
He keeps passing it back.
Yeah. That's it. You got it. Go ahead and find your seats. We're going to briefly reflect on what happened.
I have more than you.
I have three.
Well, I have three, so I want to share.
Oh, thank you. Let's do a little bit of reflection. I'm going to ask you, what did you experience during that exercise? And I'll have David start us. The more you give blessings away, the more blessings you receive. Beautiful. Thank you. Other reflections. What else did you experience? Were children able to bless people? The children have blessings that they want to share with you. Other things that you noticed? It kept circling around. Yep. Just like water does. Just keeps flowing. Blessings flow. It never ends. She didn't know she had so many blessings. And what did you notice about how she just said that? She said it with a huge smile on her face. I didn't know I had so many blessings. And I watched some of you. There was a lot of smiles as you were greeting each other. Anything else that you'd like to share?
No one has more blessings than I have.
No one has more blessings than Betty. I'm going to give her some more. I want to ask, did anybody not get a blessing? Give him on. When we share our blessings, everybody receives blessings from God. I felt it. I want to share a brief story to kind of reinforce what we just did. A woman had a group of friends who needed help starting their own business. The friends shared the currency of truth when they explained how their business could meet the needs of people living in the community. The woman had the currency of relationship. She went to a lawyer who had the currency of money. He gave interest-free microloans to the friends. The woman went to a pastor who allowed the friends to organize themselves in the church. The pastor had the currency of time and space. The friends brought in a business professional who helped guide them through the details of business ownership. The business professional had the currency of gracious leadership. When the friend's business opened, the people in the community were pleased. The people received the currency of wellness. Do you see how that works? The currencies of truth, relationship, money, time and space, gracious leadership, and wellness work together in the cycle of blessings. It is in this cycle of blessings that God creates sustainable, missional ministries. What are your blessings that you can share with others? Think about that this week. In short, when we share God's blessings, God gives life to the world. Amen.